And this is Xiaowei from Tsinghua University. And today I will talk about our work, Gemini. This is a joint work with QCRI. We know that graph processing is important in many fields. There are different kinds of graphs, different kinds of platforms, and hence different kinds of graph parallel systems. Some systems target single node shared memory platforms, which offers decent efficiency, but the graph has to fit in the single node memory. On the other hand, we also have distributed solutions which can scale to larger graphs by using more machines, but lacks in efficiency. So in this work, we hope to bridge the gap between existing shared memory and distributed systems by building a common solution that works well across platforms from laptops to typical clusters. To do this, we first examined the performance of existing graph parallel systems by collecting profiling information using the PERF tool. This table gives sample results from two leading systems using 1 and 8 nodes each, running 20 iterations of page rank on the Twitter follower graph. We can see that the single node Galois outperforms the 8-node Power Lyra. The first thing we noticed is that for clusters with today's high-speed interconnect, InfiniBand EDR in this case, network is definitely not a bottleneck, as the network bandwidth still remains underutilized. So what's the bottleneck then? We noticed that the 8-node Power Lyra issues much more instructions and memory references and has poorer access locality and lower multi-core utilization. So these all converge to the conclusion that computation instead of communication appears to be the bottleneck. And through our coding examinations, we find that the inefficiency comes from two major sources, the distributed overhead and suboptimal computation. So we propose Gemini, where the main idea is to build scalability on top of efficiency by avoiding unnecessary distributed side effects and optimize computation on partitioned subgraphs. It is designed as a distributed system, but considers the trend of having high-speed interconnects and that message passing overlaps well with local processing. It adopts a collection of computation-centric design choices. On the efficiency side, we extend adaptive push-pull style computation from shared memory to distributed memory settings and adopt hierarchical chunk-based partitioning. On the scalability side, we perform locality-aware chunking and chunk-based work dealing for inter- and intra-node load balance. We will go over the design choices and spend most of the time on the Mark II choices. So first, the dual-mode computation. The idea was first proposed in Ligra and adopted later in several other shared memory systems. Based on the observation that different active edge set densities call for different processing models. Let's start with a BFS from vertex zero on this 10-vertex sample graph as an example. So in the first iteration, only vertex zero is active with its 4 outgoing edges forming the active edge set. The number of active edges relative to the total number of edges is under a predefined threshold. So we consider the current iteration sparse. So under the sparse mode, we do push operations, which propagates vertex states along outgoing edges. The good news here is that we only need to access outgoing edges from active vertices. The downside is that when many vertices are active, concurrent neighbor state updates need logs or atomic operations for correctness. Then in the second iteration, there are 10 active edges meeting the bar for dense mode, where we do pull operations. Here, each unexplored vertex pulls along incoming edges to update its own state. This reduces contention since only one writer per vertex is used. The downside, of course, is that we don't get to do selective scheduling so easily as push. See, here vertex 9 has doesn't have anything new from its in-neighbors, but has to pull anyway. So this is why we prefer pull when many edges are active but push when only a few. So Gemini extends such dual mode computation to distributed systems. This figure gives an example of the performance difference generated, where we force the Gemini to stay in one mode, densely sparse, for the entire run. The x-axis shows the iteration number, where y shows the per iteration runtime, and blue for sparse and red for dense. The runtime difference between two modes is quite significant. Meanwhile, different iterations prefer different modes, and there's no all-time winner. So how do we do push and pull in a distributed way? Suppose now we have two nodes. And right now, let's just assume this is how we cut this graph into two parts, the top half to node 0 and the bottom half to node 1. So these vertices are owned by the nodes that they are assigned to, called masters. Meanwhile, each node replicates neighbor vertices that are owned by remote nodes, called mirrors. So in Gemini, internode message passing is used for information exchange between master and the mirror pairs. So how does Gemini do distributed push? Well, take vertex 0 as an example. Among its four outgoing edges, two go to local masters and the other to two mirrors. Local push doesn't involve any message passing, but master to mirror push requires vertex 0 to first send the message to its mirror on node 1, and then its mirror will go on to update the local neighbors, 5 and 6 in this case. For distributed pool, take vertex 7 as an example. Here it has to pull along three incoming edges, and from 5 and 6, everything is local, but to pull from vertex 2, it first relies on its mirror on node 0 to first pull updates from local neighbors, then message back what it got. Well, next, let's talk about graph partitioning, which is very important for distributed performance and is the focus of many prior distributed graph parallel systems. So now recall how we did it earlier. Looks like we simply partition by vertex IDs. 0 to 4 goes to one side and 5 to 9 to the other. Well, it's not a coincidence, but exactly how we partition graphs in Gemini. We call this chunking. If we have P nodes in a cluster, we just divide the whole vertex set into P contiguous chunks. The corresponding edges associated with these vertices are then distributed accordingly. So why chunking? Well, for one simple but important reason, it preserves locality. This is something very interesting we noticed from our experiments first, then found discussions in literature. Actually, locality exists in many real-world graphs, and these graphs often have their vertices semantically ordered, for example, users by geolocations or web pages by URLs. For instance, here this Facebook country adjacency matrix visualizes the number of edges between countries using a heat map, and with brighter areas indicating denser connections. We can see that most edges are located around the main diagonal, and with more than 84% edges on the diagonal. And this UK web adjacency matrix on the right shows similar phenomena, since just most edges are intra-website connections. So by cutting along the vertex set, we often automatically get good communication and attain locality. Even with input graphs without such semantic information, we found there exist pre-processing methods to recover the ordering. Chunking also has other advantages. First, it enables low overhead scaling our designs. For example, for a heuristic partitioning method here, which assigns vertices in a non-contiguous manner, it needs to convert vertex IDs from global to local for compressing the space consumption of vertex data, which produces extra operations. But with chunking, due to the contiguous feature, we can just allocate the entire array in shared memory, and since only the assigned chunk will be touched and physically allocated memory. And moreover, due to the contiguous feature, chunking can be easily applied recursively at different levels, and you will see this later. Well, despite the benefits, we also find several challenges for chunking. First, when scaling out to more nodes, the CSR CSC vertices index can become very sparse, and we use decompression schemes to mitigate the issue. Secondly, most modern servers are built upon the NUMA architecture where multiple sockets have different latencies accessing different physical memory partitions. The interleaved layout is a simple but suboptimal choice. So to this end, we add a layer of inter-socket sub-partitioning, promoting local accesses. And finally, chunking is a vertex-centric scheme just introduced in the previous talk, which is not that good at balancing natural graphs, which often with power law degree distributions. Our solution is to perform locality-aware chunking, and more information follows. Now that balancing vertices is a bad idea, so what about balancing edges? Since the number of edges corresponds to the amount of processing work. However, for chunking, it could produce highly varied chunk sizes. Take a look at this sample partitioning. Suppose this is the size of the last level cache, and this small chunk happens to fit there while the others don't. So even though the amount of work is balanced, this chunk can finish its work much earlier. So Gemini draws the partition lines considering both vertices and edges. Again, the edge set corresponds to the amount of processing, while the vertex set has an impact on data access locality, and hence the speed of processing. And so Gemini adopts a new hybrid metric balancing a weighted sum of vertex and edge counts, shown here. So finally, we assemble the full picture of Gemini's multi-level chunking using the configuration of our test platform. Within a cluster, we do inter-node partitioning, assigning chunks to 8 nodes. And within the node, we do NUMA-aware sub-partitioning, assigning sub-chunks to 2 sockets. And within a socket, we no longer partition the data, as they already reside in shared memory close to this socket. Instead, we do work partitioning, creating 12 per core work chunks. All these 3 levels use the locality-aware scheme introduced in the previous slide. And the goal is to create balanced chunks in the first place. However, we cannot eliminate load imbalance yet, so we enable work stealing within a node, further dividing the per core chunk into fine-grained mini-chunks containing 64 vertices each. And finally, the results. We performed our experiments on the cluster with structure as illustrated in the previous slide. And here are more details. We evaluated Gemini with 5 applications and used 5 real-world graphs with vertex and edge counts listed here. We first compared Gemini with 2 shared memory systems, Ligra and Galois, running on a single node. This table shows runtime in seconds of the 5 applications on the Twitter graph. The winner in each case is highlighted in bold. Gemini outperforms with 2 applications, PageRank and Betweenness Centrality, mainly due to its NUMA-aware memory access optimizations. To take a closer look, this second table gives memory profiling results of Gemini and Ligra, the second place in this case. Gemini dramatically reduces the remote memory access ratio and at the same time lowering the L3 cache miss rate and hence provide up to a 32% reduction in average memory access latency. For the other 3 applications, Gemini ranks the second, and for both CC and SSSP, Gemini ends up using more iterations to converge, either due to the winner using a different algorithm, for example, Galois for CC, or its message-based propagation, not necessarily for the other 2 systems. And for BFS, Gemini issues 80% more instructions compared to the Wiener Ligra. Though we managed to reduce the distributed overhead, it still exists, such as the message passing operations, which is the foundation of Gemini, the distributed system. We should keep in mind that Gemini pays a lot of attention to the efficiency, but it is designed to scale out and can process graphs that single-node systems cannot handle. For example, the largest input graph we used, GlueWeb, has an input size of over 300 gigabytes. None of the other systems that we tested with, single-node or multi-node, can process it on our cluster. And Power Lyra ran out of memory even when using 8 nodes. Gemini, in contrast, can finish all the applications under 1 minute. We then check Gemini's scalability comparing with Power Lyra. And here, the x-axis shows the number of nodes and y shows runtime normalized to Gemini's 8-node timing. The lower, the better. We can see that both systems scale similarly, and there are missing data points, in which cases Power Lyra is not able to finish due to lack of memory. Meanwhile, Gemini is much faster by a significant margin in all cases. So finally, to conclude, we hope that we've made a case for building a distributed graph processing system that achieves both efficiency and scalability. By having a single system performing decently across platform scales, users can gain convenience when facing new graphs, new platforms, or new applications. The code is available online, and you can scan the QR code here to get it or search on the GitHub. So what have we learned from this project? Well, first, computation is highlighted by fast network. And many existing design guidelines, such as graph partitioning to minimize communication volume, should be re-examined. And next, chunking works, and it has multiple advantages and allows us to do several related optimizations. And that's it. Thanks for your listening.
Any questions? Okay, great. So I have a question. You're saying chunking works and chunking is important, but at the bottom level, you're chunking, and say, in terms of 64 vertices, you're choosing a static mini chunk size.
Yes.
So when you're only optimizing for a particular stage, this makes sense. But suddenly, when you care about sort of cache locality or cache utilization across stages of computation, you might want to change the chunk size. You're optimizing not only within a stage, but across the computations, sort of intermediate computations. Have you thought at all about how you might adapt this mini chunk size based on the actual computations performed?
Well, actually, this mini chunk size can be changed to other sizes for even finer grained granularity for better intranode load balance. But in our experience, we find currently the setting works well.
Great. Thank you.